from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I had a lot of people asking me on Twitter, Paul, for my mailbag, if I could kick Pony in the groin for them. They're angry. Should they be angry at Pony? I don't think so. He's reporting things that seem to jibe, for the most part, nationally with what was happening.
Well,
would you like to kick him in the groin anyway?
No, I mean, I just feel like it's ridiculous.
What?
That people have that take. They don't understand what goes into it.
Well, they got all excited about the Steelers are at the goal line, and then they got crushed. And now it might be Cleveland, and they're blaming Pony for this. Which I find very funny, even though I very much respect his reporting.
Right. Well, I think the thing about it is people that say that don't understand how these things happen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure Pony's reporting was correct in that the Steelers were, you know what I mean? But it is just basically those kind of situations are always really fluid. You get different information from different people. And at the end of the day, people can change their mind at the last minute or whatever and, you know, screw your story.
Right. And it was him quoting a source. It's at the goal line.
Mm-hmm.
God, I would love to be a fly on that wall, Sean. Don't call me Seth Meyers, who's a Niners fan, which is an awfully long salutation.
I honestly do think that this has completely changed within the past couple of days. I think the 49ers were convinced that they were going to find a way to keep him around this season.
Let's pretend, yeah. Do you think so?
And I think that has changed very recently.
Me and Paul will be the Steelers, or I'll be the Steelers right now, and you be the Niners, since you love them so much. I'm Omar Khan, you're John Lynch. You ready?
Let's go.
I called you, let's say this is 2 days ago, Paul. If you want to chime in as the referee to these talks, you're Art Rooney and whoever the Niners owner is. Who's the Niners owner?
Jed York,
yeah.
Yeah, Jed York, okay.
Hello, John.
Hello, Omar.
How are you?
I'm well, how are you?
I've never been better, and I appreciate you asking. Let's get this thing done, shall we? We've talked before. Clearly, Brandon wants to play here, and we're going to pay him. So that part of it is basically done. He wants to play in Pittsburgh. Washington has dropped out. We know that. We're going to pay him the money he wants. We have a contract ready for him that, you know, his people are willing to. He wants to play here.
Okay.
What do you need? What do you need from your side, from us? Well, I know we've talked before. Well, bottom line, what do you need?
Omar, I need someone that's going to help us win a Super Bowl this year. If we're moving one of the best receivers in the league, we need to get quality guys back.
May I interest you in a gently used Van Jefferson?
I have no interest in a receiver who might not crack our top five.
Go ahead. I interrupted you.
Well, we know that finding a secondary pass rusher has been an issue for us in the past. We brought in Chase Young solely for that reason. Last season helped us a little bit, not enough to get over the hump. He has moved on. We didn't really replace him, so we need someone opposite of Nick Bosa to get to the quarterback, and I think you have some guys that can help achieve that.
Well, I know who you're talking about. It's Alex Highsmith. That's who you want.
I would be interested in Alex Highsmith.
And how about draft compensation?
I would need at least a second-round pick.
Holy horse oil. A second-round pick and Alex Highsmith.
Yes.
I'll give you a third-round pick and Alex Highsmith.
You're in the right ballpark here. I know that Brandon's interested in going to the Steelers and playing for Coach Tomlin, but I, again, have to do what's in our best interest, and we do not have to move him. He is under contract this season. If he decides to hold out, he will lose this year of eligibility.
I know all of that. I know all of that.
So are you going to let one round in the draft prevent you from getting a difference maker at receiver that could finally get your team over the hump?
No. Alex Highsmith and a second round pick. Art, can I do that? Art?
Yes.
What if Art was like Paul?
Yes.
And he just completely drifted yes. away during these conversations. So Alex Highsmith and a second round pick.
Yes. Oh. I didn't know.
Do I have permission to pull the trigger?
No,
here?
Not Alex Highsmith. I thought you just said the second round pick. I was like, yeah, absolutely. I didn't hear.
You won't let me trade Highsmith. Why?
No.
You're my boss. I don't want to be disrespectful.
He's far too important to what we're doing on defense. We have a defense that's very expensive right now because we expect the defense to carry us. Our offense is going to be pretty good, probably more efficient than it was. But at the end of the day,
could I sell you on a little Nick Herbig? Outside linebacker?
We'll see if 49ers will take him.
Well, we like Herbig, but
I like Art's idea there.
We have not
John?
Seen enough to have him as the centerpiece of a return for Brandon Ayuk, a receiver who arguably was a top three receiver.
How about
in
Nick
football.
Herbig and a first round pick?
I like that idea. The problem is I don't know that that gets us enough to win a Super Bowl this year. We're so close. We could taste it. We need to get that player who this year gets us to a Super Bowl win.
Why don't we revisit this? May we?
I know there's other teams interested.
I know they're interested, John.
Banging down our door right now.
Why hasn't Jed said anything yet? What's he doing? Just listening like Paul Zeiss does on the fan?
He and I are in lockstep on this.
Okay. Then why don't you... I know there's other teams...
So they don't want Herbig.
I don't think Herbig would be enough. I would need someone else to help this year's team.
All right. So we'll revisit this, and thank you for your time, John.
We're not giving you any of our star players. So that means Minka Fitzpatrick's off the table, Cam's off the table, Highsmith's off the table, Watt's off the table, Pickens is off the table.
Is Cam off the table? I guess.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have... Who else do they have? That's the problem.
Okay. I know other teams are interested. Let's talk. I guess see where it goes, and I'll text you back, John. Thank you.
We've been very patient. We can stay patient a little bit longer.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Paul?
Yes.
Do you think that may have approximated the way it went?
Yeah.
Minus the salutation?
I don't know. I don't know that. I don't know that. I don't know what the return was. It might have been two first-round picks, and the Steelers said, no, we're not giving you two first-round picks.
Right. That would be insane
right.
to give up two first-round picks. I think it would.
How about get York on the line again? How about a first and a third?
All right.
See, to me, fellas, the problem is that time has passed. If you wanted to do that, you should have done it prior to this past year's draft where we could have selected players who would have helped us here in 2024.
412-928-9370. 928-9370. What do you think the sticking point is here? Don't blame Pony for this. I believe his reporting is solid. I mean, clearly, everyone around this situation who has reporting chops has put out there that the Steelers were heavy into this. How close did it get? I don't know. But when I see somebody like Matt Mayocco out of San Francisco say the Steelers just dropped out, that tells me they were in. In order to be in, In order to drop out, you had to have been in. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And by the way, Paul, through this whole process, the Steelers are telling the entire world they think they need another big-time receiver. Yeah. And this is maybe their last hope, at least for this year, right?
Well, again, I think what they're hoping is that they get to the end of training camp, and at the end of training camp, someone becomes available either via trade or, you know, gets cut because of their salary.
Exactly. I think, you know, a guy like this, how many chances do you get? They're telling the world, we don't think we're good enough without a guy like that.
Right.
I think. Does that make sense?
Now, here's a scenario.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What if one of the guys, like an Amari Cooper, who has a big salary, has a lot of injuries and everything else. A guy like that gets cut. Because we see every year guys like that get cut. Who, you know, I mean, I guess the ultimate example would have been Joe Hayden, right?
Man, if they got that kind of manna from heaven from somewhere, that
I'm
would
just
be,
saying,
that would be unbelievable.
You can't count on it, but that could be what happens.
Yeah. 412-928-9370. You want to weigh in on the Aiyuk sweepstakes? I mean, this is it. It feels like if something's going to happen, it's going to happen shortly here. If you were him, would you want to go to Cleveland? If you were Aiyuk? I would.
Probably.
But I guess they want Amari Cooper back. So again, from the Niners' side of this, they're not making a lot of sense to me. The idea is to have two of these guys. That's why they want Aiyuk.
If the Browns don't have to give up Amari Cooper to get him, like what if the Browns are willing to give, you know, a first round pick and somebody else, like a defensive lineman or whatever, or a second round pick and a defensive lineman or something like that. I mean, if you're Aiyuk, you look at that offense. I think he would have a lot of success there.
I wouldn't mind going there. I mean, there's questions about Deshaun Watson. Of course there are. But there's no questions about the quarterbacks here. You know, I mean, I wouldn't say no to that if I were Aiyuk. But again, man, Matt Maiocco of NBCS out there in San Francisco, 12 hours ago, the 49ers have the framework of an Aiyuk trade with both the Browns and the Patriots. There's no way, I don't think he's going to. Then again, he wants the money. Right? If he's if he wants this money,
there's no better fit and for him than San Francisco. So I think the money is the biggest factor. Otherwise, right. He already would have signed for $26 million there.
So, yeah, you'd love to win. You'd love to go play with a good quarterback. You'd love to be, you know, featured prominently in a scheme, all of that. But you want the money more than anything. So I don't know that I would automatically say he wouldn't play for New England. If New England's giving him the money, then maybe he would. He wants the money. I would, too. I want money.
I get the money, too. But I think it sounds like he was going to get the money everywhere. But would you want to go to New England where you have...
If that's my only choice.
Who's their quarterback? I don't even know who their quarterback is. Is it
It's going to be Drake May eventually. Yeah, well, it'll probably be Brissett to start the season.
Yeah, for sure. The Patriots are going to stink. But I want the money. So if he goes back to San Francisco, what's the scenario financially for him?
So this is the fifth year as a first-round pick. This is his final year of the contract. Obviously, they use that fifth-year option on him. So it's good money, but it's nowhere close
what
to
where
he
$14 million?
I think that's probably in that ballpark.
And then he will definitely become a free agent?
Well, they could franchise him as well. That's why they really, the 49ers, have some leverage. He has to play so many games. I think it's 7 games this year to qualify as a season accrued. If he doesn't...
Do you think they would franchise him? That's a lot of money.
Well, I don't think that that's a major issue, but I think it's more so the fact that he's already unhappy. He probably would be downright unbearable if they franchised him against his will.
Do you have the quote from Maiocco, the clip from him?
I do.
He's been covering the Niners for around 30 years. Let's listen to that, Paul.
So here's what I believe to be true in talking to people around the league and the source who told me about how the 49ers have already had this framework of trades done with those two teams. What the Browns and the Patriots have that Pittsburgh and Washington don't is that they have the ability to send the 49ers a wide receiver that can certainly compensate for the loss of Brandon Ayuk. In the case of the Cleveland Browns, and Mary Kay Cabot at Cleveland.com wrote about how the Browns could afford Brandon Ayuk if they were to move on from Amari Cooper. So all that completely checks out. So I do believe if the 49ers get a deal done with the Browns, Amari Cooper would be coming to the 49ers. Now, Cooper's 4 years older than Brandon Ayuk. He would basically be on the final year of his contract. And the 49ers would also receive some draft pick compensation in the 2025 draft with that. But man, if you look at Cooper and you look at Brandon Ayuk, man, their stats are very similar from last year. And you could make the case that the 49ers aren't losing anything from that spot if Cooper comes in. I still think that it is a legitimate option or possibility that Brandon Ayuk remains with the 49ers. Because at this point, I'm not sure that he wants to play in Cleveland. I'm not sure he wants to play in New England. In fact, I kind of, reading the tea leaves, I kind of believe he doesn't want to play at those spots.
So there's a lot there. Ultimately, it might be this guy sits out games but still accrues a full season. What does he need to play? You said 7 games?
I believe it's 6 or 7 games.
With the anger that he's expressed so far, it wouldn't surprise me if he just sat games. The question then becomes for him, Paul, will I risk my body to get to play for any team I want, assuming the Niners don't franchise me next season, or do I go for the money now? All that guaranteed money. Again, like so many of these contract instances in sports, it's very much like a game show.
Right. I mean, I think that's the thing.
This dude's going to get probably how much in guaranteed money?
Yeah.
70, 80? Well, something like that, well, and a ridiculous contract.
Probably 80 to 90, because that seems to be the going right now.
So, and then he can still be, he can go for a 3 or 4 year deal and maybe still have another contract.
Right.
But the other thing is, and this guy, Maiocco alluded to it, I'm not sure that he's better than Amari Cooper is a technician. He's a great player. Why would you trade your star receiver for the other guy's star receiver?
Yes,
and then
it makes
pay him
no
that?
Sense.
It makes no sense to me. None. He's younger. Okay.
Right.
It's not like Cooper is late stage Hines Ward here. He's only 30.
And not just that. I mean, If they trade Cooper, it's the stupidest trade ever.
It would be like the Steelers trading Pickens in this deal. What sense would that make?
Again, but
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.